If you haven't had your breakfast yet, this may get you in the mood. If you have had your breakfast, this may get you in the mood for seconds. Our colleague David Green recently had a visitor and a cooking lesson.
Hello.
Maricel?
Yes.
Hi, I'm David Green.
Hi, David.
Very nice
How
to
are
meet you.
You? Nice
Welcome
meeting
to
you
my
too.
Home.
I have Camarillo, the book.
You have a restaurant in a suitcase.
More or less.
My guest, Maricel Precia. She's a Bravo. Petite woman with one huge personality, and she dragged this rollerboard suitcase down to Washington, D.C. from Hoboken, New Jersey, where she owns two restaurants. Now, she doesn't like the word chef. She says it sounds too French, but she's written a lot of cookbooks, and her newest is a guidebook to Latin cooking. It's called Gran Cocina Latina.
Here, I brought yuca.
So that's what a yuca looks like. It's brown. It's shaped sort of like a big cucumber, I would say.
A big cucumber? Are you kidding? Have you seen a cucumber of that size?
No.
Not even
really
an English
big cucumber. Precia, who's a native of Cuba, has cooked in kitchens all over Latin America. And she brought one of her recipes to my kitchen.
Yuca fries with cilantro sauce a la Precia. I need a big knife. So we cut this yuca into 4 or 5 inch length, cutting through two layers of skin. So you see there's a thin, brown, bark-like
It's almost like the bark
skin.
Of a tree. You're,
exactly.
you're peeling off
exactly.
the bark.
Now let's get a pot of water. And then let's start cooking.
Okay. So tell me about the name of the book.
Gran Cocina Latina, The Food of Latin America.
And it is a massive book.
It's
how many years of work
it's
went
my
into
whole
this?
Life. My whole life. There are recipes there of my childhood, things that I remember my family, my aunts doing, but also things that I learned as I started to travel through Latin America. For example, I went to Mexico, and I remember being in Oaxaca, and I befriended a woman who was a very good cook, and she made tamales with black mole from Oaxaca, and I just love those tamales, and I love the sauce, and I took down the recipe very carefully.
Now, those yucas have been boiling for a long time. They got to
yeah.
go for a while?
Yeah, they're done. You see, they start to open. There's a section here. It's like a spindle that you have to get rid of before you cut this into fry-length pieces. All right, so we're going to make the cilantro mayonnaise, and you know, there is a story about this.
What's the story?
The yuca fries with cilantro sauce are now in every Cuban restaurant. Well, it's my recipe. And I did that because I was so in love with yuca. I was experimenting with yuca, and I said yuca needs a sauce. So I said, okay, I want to do something similar to cilantro chutney, something that I learned in India. So when I went back to my house in New Jersey, I just experimented with it, and I created this creamy alioli, almost a mayonnaise with garlic and cilantro. And so everybody who tries that thinks it is an authentic traditional Cuban recipe, when in reality Cubans don't like cilantro that much.
So we're bringing a marriage of India and Latin America
yes.
here, right?
So when I started doing this, of course, I used to make my own mayonnaise.
But I don't need to make
no.
my own mayonnaise to be able to make
so,
your recipe here.
No, no, no. You need help with mayonnaise. And so it's about 2 cups. You need about 2 cups.
Into the blender.
Into the blender. I'm chopping cilantro now. Did you get the hot peppers?
We have hot peppers. We're both standing here, but you talk about the value of sitting when you're doing cooking Latin
Some
American
chores,
cuisine.
Absolutely.
Why is sitting?
I call it the zen of the Latin kitchen.
Ooh, the zen.
The
so
zen.
We're not zenning out here.
No, we're not. We're not because we're doing something with a knife. But in Latin America, there are many chores like preparing the dough for tamales, wrapping tamales, or grating coconut to make coconut milk that do not require standing up.
So you
can
sit.
You can even lie down in a hammock. All right. So it's about 1 teaspoon of cumin.
Okay.
I love cumin. It's an elusive spice. I also use like half a teaspoon of the oregano and about 1/4 teaspoon of the allspice. So you have to go easy because allspice is powerful. All right. So we're going to puree.
What does this tell us about a Latin American dish and how it can kind of evolve with a new spin in the United States?
What's happening in the U.S. is that the U.S. is another Latin American country because all Latin cultures are coming together. So it's really unavoidable that sooner or later you're going to start learning from your neighbor. Maybe in your own country, you guarded your pot. But when you're here, you're on the same boat.
The rivalries just melt away.
So they melt away. I was shocked by how much we share when I started traveling Latin America. And sometimes it would be something very, very subtle. I would be, for example, in Cartagena and we get a taxi. I begin to bond with this man and we start singing. And we know the same songs, and they're not Colombian songs. We're singing Mexican songs.
Can you give me a line or two of one of the songs you're
Mexico
singing?
Mexico lindo y querido, si muero lejos de ti, que digan que estoy dormido.
Pretty. So what are you saying? What are those?
I'm saying, you know, if I... My dear Mexico, if I die, you know, outside of Mexico, please bring me back. So we both get teary-eyed and we start singing this
song.
So
you're Cuban, I'm Cuban,
so I'm with a Colombian,
singing
we're singing a Mexican song. I think that we should check the yuca and see how we're doing. Okay, you're going to cut this.
So it's like thick French fries. We're ready to fry?
We're ready to fry.
Now, let's give us the setup here. We've got vegetable oil.
Yes. So what we want to create is a beautiful, pleasurable crust, you know.
We have a yuca in the oil.
Looks like a jacuzzi.
It does look like a jacuzzi, yeah. It's a bubbling oil.
Yeah. Try to get it golden like this.
All right, then you put it on a plate with a paper towel under it. Okay. Is it tasting time?
So it's tasting time.
I'm going in. Oh, yeah. That is really tasty. Mmm.
The result that is really this dish that is very simple, but very appetizing. It's something you can do when you have guests and you have your mojitos in the kitchen or your caipirinha. And it's about conviviality. People are there watching you fry this and they eat the yuca fries with the sauce as fish it out of the fryer. And so it's just perfect.
Well, we're going to dig in here. But first, Marisol Persia, thank you for coming into my kitchen. This has been so much fun.
Oh, for me, it's been fantastic. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
And that was our colleague David Green with Marisol Persia. You can find recipes from her book Gran Cocina Latina, The Food of Latin America, at our food blog, The Salt, at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.